Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Biweekly Asset Allocation Report for May 2nd, 2022. It makes sense that as consumers, our expectations for the economy influence our current spending decisions. That's why investment strategists pay so much attention to measures of consumer sentiment. And lately, two major readings of sentiment have started to diverge. I'm Phil Adler, and here to help us make sense of these results is Confluence Investment Management staff economist Thomas Wash. Thomas, which reports are you talking about?
This week's publication focuses on the Conference Board Consumer Confidence Report and the University of Michigan Survey of Consumer Sentiment.
Do these reports have a history of moving in tandem?
The overall indexes generally track each other pretty well. However, the sub-indexes do not necessarily move together. The lack of correlation is particularly true when focusing on the present outlook within these surveys.
Now you say the two have begun to diverge lately. How?
Well, yes, the two have diverged. The gap between the two surveys has widened over the last year or so. The divergence appears to be related to different opinions regarding the present outlook. Respondents in the Conference Board survey have expressed greater optimism when compared to respondents of the University of Michigan survey.
Now, just to be clear, these are both opinion surveys. They do not incorporate or rely on actual sales or spending data.
Correct. The surveys are not based on actual spending, although the University of Michigan survey does ask questions related to spending.
What does this divergence between the surveys tell us about overall consumer sentiment?
Well, the biggest takeaway is that consumers have conflicting views on the present state of the economy due to the elevated levels of inflation and the very tight labor market. However, consumers generally feel like the economy is still going to worsen in the future, regardless of their present-day outlook.
So, can we say that while the surveys differ in the way they assess current economic conditions, perhaps because jobs are plentiful, they do agree on one thing, that consumers increasingly see inflation as a long-term problem, rather than one that may ease naturally in the next few months as supply chains unclog?
Yes. Consumers are starting to believe that inflation will remain elevated for the foreseeable future.
Do you think the Ukraine war is a major factor causing consumers to fear that inflation will be difficult to shake longer term?
Although we believe that Ukraine will impact inflation, we are not confident that ordinary Americans share this view. Instead, we suspect that they attribute the rise in inflation to some type of policy error by the federal government and the Federal Reserve.
Do you think the end of government pandemic and child care assistance has helped sour consumer sentiment as measured in these surveys?
Well, the lack of government assistance may partially explain why the Michigan survey of current sentiment dipped. Still, concerns about higher prices, particularly food and energy, are likely the biggest culprits.
Thomas, can you see any actual evidence that we're now slowing our spending to reflect fears of sticky inflation down the road?
Although it is never good to emphasize one data point, the latest sales report suggested that consumption may be slowing. For example, after adjusting for inflation, retail sales fell from the prior year in March for the first time since 2020. The decline in sales suggests that higher prices are forcing Americans to alter their budgets.
How might fears of inflation affect major drivers of the economy, like home sales?
Well, as inflation starts to weigh on the economy, the Federal Reserve will take steps to remove policy designed to stimulate growth. The fears of slowing growth will likely impact how consumers make plans for their future. For example, our research suggests that young adults under the age of 40 are less likely to take out a mortgage when they expect the economy to be weaker. If this is true, this could mean that housing demand could start to suffer.
Just to be clear, you are expecting lower increases in home prices in the coming months, but not necessarily declines.
Well, in the last 60 years, there have been two periods in which nominal home prices fell annually, during the Great Financial Crisis and during the 1990 recession. Hence, falling home prices are not a regular occurrence during recessions.
Thomas, how are declining consumer expectations for the economy in the future reflected in Confluence Investment Management's current asset allocation recommendations?
The asset allocation team has become less optimistic about the economy. As a result, we have underweighted equities and used fixed income and commodities as stabilizers within our portfolios.
Thank you, Thomas. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. We wish to state that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.